Good morning.
I think you guys can do better than that. Good morning. Okay, good, thanks. Thank you all so much for allowing our youth the opportunity to give leadership during worship this morning. This is one of the many ways that West End continues to support our teenagers and our youth ministry to continue to live out the vision of this church to be the loving light of Christ, connecting, transforming. I hope you know that you're making a difference in our youth's lives by allowing them to take the risk to lead and possibly fail. And for that, they will be forever changed. A few announcements this morning. VBS and Oler Elementary Mission Week registrations begin today, so find information for that out in Reed Hall. The annual plant sale for the preschool is in the gym through tomorrow. They will close early today if there's not a lot of traffic, so make sure you get in there and get your plants. The Guatemala team has been serving this past week, and they are traveling back today, so I want to ask that we all remember them in our prayers. Also, we have a diaper drive for Hope Clinic that will be beginning next Sunday, April 29th. For more information, please see your bulletin insert. And last is that our college-age lunch this afternoon is our last one before summer. So if you are college-aged and you want to join the rest of the college-age crew, meet in Reed Hall following the 11 o'clock service. This morning, our teenagers are sharing ways that 1 John 3:16 through 24 has impacted them. We used Lectio Divina, which means divine reading or listening, back in February to prayerfully discuss this passage to prepare for our worship experience. How we know will be our focus today. Our liturgy, prayers, music, children's time, the entire service from beginning to end will all center on this idea that we all have ways that we know that we are loved by God. Now, please stand and join our youth choir in singing hymn number 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
The God of all has called us here.
We come today to celebrate God's love for us.
Jesus gave his life so we can know what love is.
We come today thanking Jesus for his sins.
The Holy Spirit moves through us, bringing us new hope.
We come today ready to love God.
Let us come before God, confessing our sins and trusting that He will leave none of us alone. Lord, we take your love for granted over and over. In the middle of having so many blessings, we complain about not having enough. When we are surrounded by adversity, we don't trust your continuing love. When you prepare a table for us, we don't even notice your efforts. Call us back to you and help us to trust your caring presence so that our actions can show others your love. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God forgives our failures and calls us back into his love. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. Peace of Christ be with you.
Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the book of 1 John. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses help? Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and we will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of God for the people of God.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm 13, and I'm in the youth group here. You just heard a Bible verse read about God's love and how we love others. Some of the people I love are my parents, my brother, my grandparents, and my friends. I bet you can think of a lot of people you love, too. One way you can show your love is to say, I love you. In the Bible verse, it also says that we can use our words in our actions, so we can do stuff for that person too. So I brought some things to show you how I love with my actions. What might I do with this? Yeah, I can cook with it. One way I show my love to my parents is by cooking. And they also show their love to us when they cook for us. What is this? Yeah, what is it? It is a video game. One way I show my love to my brother is by spending time with him. And he loves to play video games, so I'll play video games with him too. This week, I challenge you to think about who you love and show them not only with your words, but with your actions. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for giving us Jesus to show us how to love. Please be with us as we try to love with words and actions. Amen. Thanks for coming.
Hello, my name is Carly Warner, and I'm a senior at Harpeth Hall, and next year I will be attending TCU. Being raised in the church has shaped who I am and how I see things. From day one, I've been a part of the church, and as a child, I had no doubt in my mind about my faith, about God. Everyone in my life taught me about my faith. How could I doubt it? Although, as I got older and began to shape my own opinions, I began to question my faith. The root of my doubt came from the question, how do we know? It sometimes seemed to me that no one around me had a doubt in the world. They knew, why didn't I? How did they know? How could I too know? As I've grown up in this community and my faith has grown and changed, I've always been told that God is great. And yes, God is great, but what I think I really needed to hear is that God is greater. Greater than me, greater than my doubts, greater than this world and everything in it. Not to say that my doubts are trivial, but I needed to know that doubting did not mean that I didn't know, and only made my knowing stronger and deeper. 1 John 3:18 through 20 says, "Little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him, wherever our hearts condemn us. And for God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything." God tells us that we are from the truth. He's greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. And that has been very comforting to me. He knows all my doubts and is there every step of the way throughout my faith journey. So how do we know? Well, as much as we all love instant gratification, this doesn't really work that way. It's a journey that we all have to travel throughout our lives, our faith journey. And in my case, I'm still at the beginning. But I'm so grateful to have had this community as a place where I can keep moving forward. So many aspects of West End have grown through my faith over the years. From Sunday school as a child, to confirmation, to youth group, to sitting in the sanctuary on Sundays, each moment I've spent in this community has been impactful and strengthening to my own faith. I think about this place and all the people in it, and it really is one of the strongest communities that I'm a part of. The people in this church have been there through my whole childhood and been there through my whole faith journey. This is a safe place where I've been able to share my doubts and ask questions, and there's always been someone on the other side to listen and discuss and answer. West End is a community of love and strength, and through my part in this community, my faith has strengthened and transformed, and I do know. I know that God works in us and others. He works in this community, and he works through each of us. I know that God is greater than I can comprehend, and I know this because of the community I've grown up in. I've had a place to share my questions and have them answered, and I've been loved every step of the way. So thank you to everyone who's been there through my faith journey, my family, the youth group, and this whole congregation.
Good morning. My name is Haynes Lynch, and I'm currently finishing my senior year at Montgomery Bell Academy just down West End. Next year, I will be attending Duke University in Durham, North Carolina. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a man of few words. I usually sit back and listen to the discussion, maybe making an interjection here and there. I've heard comments along the lines of, "You're being awfully quiet," or "You never talk more than I can count." Opening up and sharing my thoughts has always been one of my weaknesses, especially when it comes to my faith. So I really debated with myself as to whether or not I would speak today, but then I remembered something that I learned from my time in the youth group. Over the years, various church members have visited our Sunday school and shared their faith stories. So if they could do it, why couldn't I? The common theme of each of their faith stories seemed to be that each individual grew closer to God through their struggles. And when I thought about it, I realized that this too held true for me. Whether it was dealing with the deaths of family members and friends, fighting through an injury that prevented me from doing the things I love, or simply worrying about the future, I can honestly say that I came out on the other side with deeper faith. I believe that the main reason that I was able to conquer these obstacles as opposed to giving up plays perfectly into our theme for today, love. Being surrounded by a congregation filled with family members and friends who could not only understand my problems, but could also sympathize with me, allowed me to become the man I am today. A community of love is essential for success, but how do we know exactly what love is? When most people think about love, they think about that warm, fuzzy feeling in their heart. However, the love of God is deeper than that. It is harder to achieve, and it requires great sacrifice, just like Jesus' death on the cross. It is this love that grows our faith into something profound and mysterious. The magnitude of unconditional love given to us by God is unfathomable. We know what love is because of the biblical history and faith stories that have come before us. But simply knowing the answer is not good enough. God commands that we care for one another, not just the people we know, not just when it is convenient, but everyone all the time. Showing love and feeling loved are about as close to heaven on earth as we can get. If we are able to accomplish this goal, then we know what love is. We know that we live in Him and He in us. The youth group has given me the opportunity to further my understanding of love and share it through service. During 30-hour famine, my friends and I were able to see the significance of a simple random act of kindness. Handing out balloons in the park, or buying a contributor and actually talking to them, brightened not only the recipient's day, but also our own. In Appalachia, my group got to know a boy named Gage, whose house we were fixing after a severe storm. We were repairing the roof at no charge to the family, who did not have the funds to pay for it. On the last day of work, Gage proudly offered each of us a frosty fruit pop to cool us off in the heat. We later learned that he paid for the popsicles with his own piggy bank savings. At 61st Avenue Church, I used to help mentor with the after-school program. The simple Bible lessons designed for the elementary students changed the way I think about life. All three of these examples helped me to realize the immense power of love. It by no means is a one-way street. The things I've done and the people I've helped have had a far greater influence on me than me on them. My experiences in the youth group has shown me how God's love truly connects and transforms us. Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Salm, and I've been a member of this congregation since I was a baby. I'm currently a senior at the University School of Nashville and will be attending the University of Richmond in the fall. I'm not gonna lie, I had a hard time figuring out what I wanted to say today. There I was, so excited to finally get to be a senior and speak at Youth Sunday, but when I got to the Bible verse to base my sermon off of, my mind was blank. When I first read the verse, nothing stood out to me. It seemed so simple to me. Love each other as Jesus loved us. But as I continued to read it and think on it, one of the lines stood out to me. Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. After that, then I remembered something. I remembered a Bible verse that seemed very similar to me. It was Ephesians 6:18, and it says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people." This is a Bible verse that I keep with me at all times. It has lived in my wallet with me for the past 3 years because of how much it's meant to me. Let me explain. I came across this verse when I was at my last year at summer camp. Every night before we go to our cabins, we do Vespers, and on the second to last night of camp, the last year campers lead it. We call it Friendship Vespers. Everyone picks a Bible verse that they feel like shows their time at camp and the friendships they have made. All 60 of us line up in front of the whole camp and read our verse and explain the meaning of it. The main goal is to get through your verse without crying. That didn't go so well for us, for as soon as the first guy started talking, he broke down in tears. That's when the rest of us knew there was no hope. It was quite an emotional night. To me, both these lines from completely separate books of the Bible connect so well. They both remind me of community, a community where you have support, love, and meaningful connections. And luckily for me, I've been able to find this here at West End. Just like I explained on Vespers night, I know that my community will always be here for me, even when I leave for college in the fall. I don't know what I would have done without West End. I've grown so much in my relationship with God, and I'm so thankful for everyone here and the experiences I've been blessed with. I've been able to walk away from mission trips with strong relationships and assurance of who I am and what I want to do. One of the most pivotal points that I can identify is our mission trip to the Appalachian Mountains to serve with ASP. One of our group leaders, Jeff McCormick, shared about his experience working for them, and it really moved me how emotional he got about it. After the week was over, I knew I wanted to serve a bigger purpose than just myself. I wanted to feel good about what job I would have in the future and be able to use it to give back to others. At that point, though, I had no idea what that would look like, and I really didn't have any clue what I wanted to do. I still don't know exactly what my future will look like. All I know is that God will be there for me as I find my way. Something I've realized in finding out who I am and figuring out how God plays a role in my life is that it's okay to doubt. Going to small groups every night has shown me it's okay to doubt and question God. Without that questioning, I wouldn't be able to strengthen my relationship with God and learn new things. I wouldn't be able to form my own opinions and come to my own conclusions. Without Sunday school and small groups and the amazing people who are always there, I don't think I would be secure in my faith. Amazing people and amazing community have surrounded me for the past 18 years of my life, and I couldn't be more grateful. One of the questions I had to answer for college is what I miss most about my current community. Sorry. I said it was my church. I come to church at least 2 days a week, sometimes more, and I wouldn't want to spend my time anywhere else. It's a place where I've grown, met some of my lifelong friends, and been sure what unconditional love really is. I just want to say thank you. Thank you to all of you. I wouldn't be the person who I am today without any of you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Anne Linzink. I go to the University School of Nashville, and this fall I will be going to Wake Forest University. My family moved to Nashville when I was 2. And I was immediately enrolled in preschool here. So counting that, I have been at West End for 16 years. I love this church and this youth group so much that I show up every single Sunday. However, it wasn't always like this. In sixth grade, I was one of those very committed kids who came to confirmation every Sunday. With the lack of breakfast and lecture-style learning, I had low hopes for youth group. I thought that it would be the exact same, so I didn't go for the entire year of seventh grade. In case y'all were wondering, it's not like that at all. I finally decided to test it out, and in eighth grade, I showed up to go to Heifer Ranch in Arkansas on a mission trip. I was teased the whole time about the dish gloves I wore that were for gardening or the various other parts. But thank goodness I did, because I haven't looked back. I showed up once in eighth grade and gained a family for at least the next 5 years, and probably the rest of my life. Since then, I think I've been to pretty much every youth group event. I'm here every Sunday night and most Sunday mornings. I've been to every mission trip, 30-hour famine, and fall retreat. I showed up to go on the mission trip once and gained a family. Through these experiences, I've learned that the most important thing in my life is showing up. To support someone, show up. to feel better, show up, to talk through problems, show up, to deal with heartbreak from losing someone, show up. We are told to love our neighbor, but how can they know we love them if we don't show up to show them? Jesus showed up for us. He showed up to the people who needed to know that someone would show up for them, the lepers, the blind, the poor. It is not always easy to show up. Sometimes there's too much work, or the drive is too long, or there are 200 other things that need to be done. So, I challenge you to think about whose life you could make better by just showing up. Maybe it's yours, maybe it's your friend's, maybe it's a stranger. Either way, if you show up, someone's life will be better because of it.
There we go. All right.
Hello, all. My name is Eli Horton. I'm a senior at USN, and I'll be going to Middlebury College up in Vermont this fall. So I've been here at West End since I was a youngin', I think 19 years is what I said at small groups the other night. And I'm glad I got to go fifth on this list here, so you all can get a chance to hear from the people that I'm going to be telling you a little bit about. So as my friends and I have grown up in this church, we've seen a lot of change. We've had new Sunday school teachers every year in elementary school, but especially after confirmation, we went through a number of youth personnel. We've loved all our youth leaders, our interns, and the aides that we've had over the years, but the only real constant we've had has been each other. So the five people that are up here talking today, and about three or four more that are not here with us, have been with me and us from the very beginning. My faith story and journey has been largely carried by these great friends that I've been able to surround myself with. It's an interesting sentiment, but I've learned most about myself, my faith, and what I hold dearest to me from these people. Personal reflection is extremely important to me, but I need people around me to collaborate with and listen to me and share with for me to grow as a person. So it really only makes sense that my journey to where I am now in my faith would be mostly influenced by with these people. And so it's with these people when I'm reflecting on myself will be on, you know, the second floor porch in the Bahamas or looking up at the stars at Pickett State Park, sitting next to the highway in Alabama, lying on a roof in Nashville, opening up to each other in small groups, or just enjoying each other's time, enjoying each other's company in Pickett State Park. I've shared countless moments, memories, trips, and laughs with these people that I call my friends. The organized and unorganized scenarios alike have given me a great balance of structured reflection time on being a Christian and unstructured time about to learn more about my friends and connect with them. So the theme of what we've heard about is how we know. Well, I didn't really know until sophomore year. 10th grade was, you know, a weird and confusing time for pretty much most of us, you know, but we had all clicked and loved each other's company before this, but this is when I feel like things were very different. This is when things changed from a group of my good friends that I got to see every week or so to people that were a pretty big part of my life. We were at all the youth events and at small groups every Sunday night, and spending my first weekend at Pickett with all of them was something that I'm never going to forget. You know, big thank you out to all Dr. Lynch's. It was a time away from everything where I got to learn a lot more about them. And what I've learned from my peers is obviously we go through a lot of the same struggles and joys, but we've had similar questions, how we experience the world around us, and share similar paths to where we're going in our lives and in our faith. People first is what they've taught me. Being there for a friend, listening, accepting, learning, and that's where I see God, is through my interactions with these people. So I want to leave you with this thought and with the hope that you can take my advice that, you know, reaching out to your friends, you know, whatever platform, call, letter, text, or just say thank you. You know, they may not be aware of the impact they've had on your life and your faith journey. You know, I couldn't have done life without my faith community, my family, my friends, my loved ones. And I'm grateful to everybody here, all of you, all my friends, and my church family, my friends, and for everything that they've all given to me. So thank you.
Good morning. My name is Emma Ryan, and I am a senior at Harpeth Hall. I've been coming to West End for my whole life, and next year I will be attending Wake Forest University. A community cannot function without love. The only way a community can be successful is if each person in the community loves one another like God loves them. And if we love to that extent, then God lives in us. This is how we know. I've been fortunate enough to grow up in the Weston community, and this steady constant in my life has not only helped me to make my faith my own, but has also showed me how powerful a community can be. I am constantly reminded here that I am always part of something bigger. Members of this community, and more specifically, members of our youth group community, have seen me at my best and my worst, have heard my questions, doubts, and prayers, and through it all have supported me and broadened my perspective about what a relationship with God looks like. I am part of many communities, from this one to FCA to Camp DeSoto to Harpeth Hall, and so many more. I could talk about each of these communities and their role in my faith journey, but I would like instead to focus on a specific verse from the passage in 1 John. Verse 17 reads, "How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need, yet refuses help?" These words emphasize the most important thing that I have learned from this community and others, and that is to live actively in my faith and serve others. This community at West End was really the first community to introduce me to service, and it has become such a big part of my life now that I can't imagine a life without serving others. My first introduction to service was when I entered the youth group in seventh grade, and we worked with the Nashville Food Project each month. Since then, I have had the privilege to serve World Vision, Upper Sand Mountain Parish, Green Street Ministries, and Bahamas Methodist Habitat with this group. Each time we serve together, I am not only reminded of the many ways we can serve others, but I am also reminded of the power of community through serving others. This past summer, we traveled to Eleuthera, a small island in the Bahamas that is still recovering from the effects of Hurricane Andrew in 1992 and other tropical storms. We roofed houses, tore down old fences, paved a driveway, and reconstructed a wall of a house. I had never done any sort of roof work or repair before this trip, so I was excited to get up on the roof and get to work. However, as soon as I got to the top of the ladder to make the transition onto the roof, I was suddenly reminded of the fact that I could very easily fall off the roof and potentially die. I then proceeded to cry. Then, to make things worse, while I was crying and everyone else in my group was standing beneath me to hold the ladder, my pants ripped. I was not having a good time. However, other members of my team saw that I was struggling, helped me onto the roof, and offered me some duct tape to fix the rip in my scrubs, which unfortunately did not work. I was extremely embarrassed in the moment, yet I could not help but admire the support, comfort, and encouragement displayed by the community around me. Though the Weston community prompted my interest in living actively in my faith through service, I have had the opportunity to continue serving others with different communities. Last year, I traveled to Uganda with 11 other girls from Harpeth Hall to intern with Heal Ministries, an organization that provides daycare, preschool, and English classes for children, and has programs for women such as beading, pottery, rug making, and sewing that gives them a steady income. The community at Heal Ministries is one of the strongest I have ever had the privilege to be part of, and that is because the people there take the constant love of God they receive and pour it into every person they encounter. Every Friday morning, the staff and children at Heal gather for Bible study, where they sing together first and then break up into smaller groups to discuss a verse. Because we didn't speak Luganda, the native language, a translator was placed in each small group so that we could communicate with the women. One morning, we discussed James 1:12, which addresses perseverance under adversity. I was completely overwhelmed by the fact that though I live halfway around the world from these women who live a completely different life than me, their understanding of God and our call to love others in the world was the same as what I've been taught here, right here, in this Weston community. I thought I would be serving others at Heal. I was wrong. The women and children at Heal served me by providing me with a seemingly endless joy and by reminding me to live actively in my faith by seeking God in every part of my day. The opportunities that I've had for service here and in Uganda have prepared me to seek out ways to continue to serve in college next year. Though I am sad to leave the safety and comfort of this community, I am excited to search for new communities that will also encourage me to live actively in my faith and serve others. As I've talked about the verse we chose and what I've learned from the Weston community and others, I've mentioned the phrase living actively in my faith. To me, this means to have a desire to experience God's love and serve others, which is precisely what this community has taught me to do and is precisely what these verses call us to do. I'd like to leave you with these words by Christian author Elizabeth Elliot. Quote, my secret is Christ in me, not me in a different set of circumstances, end quote. This community has taught me that God is able to live through each of us when we follow his call to serve others in need, which is how we know his love.
So an important part of worship is remembering the ways that God loves and cares for us and others, and the ways that we are called to do the same. We do that by collectively affirming our faith, so please stand. Join all of us, the 2018 seniors, in our confirmation affirmation of faith that we co-wrote in 2012. Be seated.
Please.
Now, let us prepare ourselves to enter into the presence of God in prayer. Lord, be with you. Let us pray. We are grateful to pause this morning from so many distractions in our busy lives, because we do hear the loud clamor of the world. We struggle with the fact that so many people suffer. We see those who are experiencing the pains and war and violence, and we do not know what to do. Lord, we ask you intervene with peace and show your love in this world. Lord, we are thankful. Thankful for our families. Thankful for the blessings and many opportunities you have given to us. Thankful for a safe place in this church where we feel welcomed and loved by others. Thankful for our friends who listen and offer support when we need. Thankful for the sacrifice that your Son, Jesus Christ, made for each of us. For this is how we know your love and presence in our lives. We offer all of these concerns and thanksgiving as we continue to pray the prayer your Son taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
One of the ways we can share how we know God's love is through the giving of our tithes and offerings. In that sharing of what God has given us, we know better what it means to participate in the transforming love of Christ. Let us now offer our gifts to God and to our neighbors.
to invite those who are joining this morning to come forward. First, I'd like to introduce you to the McMillans. Brant and Elizabeth have two daughters, Anna Lane, who is 6, and Virginia, who's 3. Brant is an attorney with Toon, Entrekin, and White, and Elizabeth is a former attorney and is currently helping Brant launch a small business. Brant is transferring from Mount Bethel United Methodist Church in Marietta, Georgia, and Elizabeth is transferring from St. George's Episcopal Church here in Nashville. And next we have Kella Jones and Tyler Baker. They are engaged and they will be married in the fall. Kella is an x-ray tech with Summit Hospital, and Tyler is a regional sales manager with Sargent Manufacturing. And Tyler's transferring from the Church of the Brethren of Rockwood, Pennsylvania. Tyler, Kella, and Elizabeth, as members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, say, I will. And to all of you, as members of the body of Christ in this congregation, called to be the loving light of Christ in the world, will you faithfully serve Christ in this place through your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, say, I will. Will the congregation please stand and join me in affirming our newest members? Brothers and sisters in Christ, Tyler, Kella, Brant, Elizabeth, Anna Lane, and Virginia are now entrusted to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. I invite you to greet these folks as well as our youth in Reed Hall following the service. Now may the God of all grace strengthen you by the connecting and transforming power of the Holy Spirit, that together we may be the loving light of Christ in the world. Amen. On behalf of the youth and all the youth leaders, we thank you again for worshiping with us this morning. I pray that we have all been encouraged and will know even better just how loved we are. What a blessing it has been for Emily, myself, and a few other adults to help these teenagers put together music, prayers, sermons, and more. Thank you to this body of Christ for supporting our youth and for allowing them to learn leadership in multiple ways. Now continue standing as we receive the benediction from Riley.
Nourished by Christ's abundant love, go into the world and serve God's people and witness God's love in all that we do. Love one another in truth and action. This is how we know what love is. Amen.